Students at one high school outside of St. Paul, Minnesota, are getting ready for their next big band concert. They're busy studying the music, of course, but also the composers. And this year, those composers don't look like they have in years past. Solveig Wastvedt from Minnesota Public Radio has the story.
A bulletin board at the front of the band room is covered with photos of composers. The composers the Spring Lake Park High School bands are playing this year. Kia Muleta plays clarinet. She's a junior, and she's been playing since fifth grade. She says in band, the students sitting around her are usually white. Kia is black. And she says the composers they play are also usually white, and they're usually men.
There's a kind of, like, ideological segregation of who can and cannot be in band based on who the composers are and what the music is like and what the experiences of those composers are like.
But this year, some of that changed. The bulletin board has several pictures of composers of color and women. Brian Luckison, one of the school's band directors, says it's an intentional pledge. Include at least one piece by a female composer and one by a composer of color in each concert and when ordering new music.
Yeah, we made a commitment this year to only buy music from composers of color.
How's that going?
It's hard. It's really hard to find music because there's just not a lot of composers of color that are being published.
But that's not because those composers aren't writing for band.
In the United States, there's a very tight hold over who are the accepted composers.
Yolanda Williams teaches at the University of Minnesota, and she says that composers of color and women are shut out of the canon. They're also often stereotyped.
Rather than assuming black people wrote spirituals and wrote jazz pieces, they also wrote operas and symphonies and string quartets.
The Spring Lake Park selections defy those assumptions. Luckison's group is learning a piece called Diamond Tide by Vietnamese-American composer Viet Quang. By their March concert, it should sound something like this recording Quang provided of the University of Mary Hardin Baylor Wind Ensemble. Luckison networks with his colleagues to find these new composers.
They're not being forced to write music that sounds like their own culture or their own history. They're able to just use that culture and that history as a lens to interpret the way the art is going.
Nora Tykast, the other band director, raises her baton for a song called Of Honor and Valor Eternal. It's by Yate Shabazz, a black composer from Mississippi. The piece is a tribute to the Tuskegee Airmen, and Tykast takes the chance to educate her students about that history.
Those triplets through! D-die!
The more you practice talking about race and culture and ethnicity, the more comfortable you are. And we have this platform in 9th, 10th, and 11th grade and 12th grade in order to allow students to practice those conversations.
Kia Muleta says the mix of composers on the class bulletin board may seem like a small thing, but to her it's clearly not.
I really, really want students of color to just feel like they are welcomed and appreciated anywhere, that they don't have to check themselves at the door wherever they go. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to get emotional, but I feel like that's what happens everywhere. Like, whether even in a place like band, where it doesn't seem like a big deal, it feels like a big deal.
She says new faces up front are a signal that difference is welcome here. For NPR News, I'm Solveig Wastvedt.